now with the latest from the world of technology. This is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
I quite like the number of apps that are already available. Tech Guide. The iPad 2 still beats just about everything on the market. The new iPad has just kicked away even further. Tech Guide. I quite enjoyed using it. Great design. The operating system worked hand in hand with the hardware as well.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is obviously a hot selling device.
Tech Guide.
You know, we want them to be light, we want them to be portable, and this one's very fast with i7 and i5 processors.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide, episode 51. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. It's great to have your company on the podcast that keeps you updated and educated. I'm Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of consumer tech website techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we'll talk about a site that can take the hassle out of buying a car and save you money at the same time. We'll look at the new hand-me-up families where the kids have the latest gadgets and also check out the $3 million audio upgrade of ANZ Stadium, site of the Sydney 2000 Olympics. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to check out the huge Huawei Ascend Mate smartphone. We'll also look at the LG laser display. And for you drinkers, the app that can tell you how many standard drinks are in a glass of wine. And as usual, we'll bring it home with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lot to get through on Tech Guide, so let's get cracking. Well, I don't know if you are in the market to buy a new car or have ever bought a new car, but it can be quite an ordeal. Not only do you have to find the car that you like the best, you need to then find a dealer that's selling it and also selling it at the right price. You need to negotiate, you need to haggle, you need to make sure that you can afford the car to begin with. You got to trade in, you got all kinds of problems. Wouldn't it be good if you could make it a lot easier? Well, a new site that's just launched in Australia called autogenie.com.au can do just that. Now, rather than you going to individual dealers, the site makes it easy for you. Let the dealers come to you. So what you do is you head over to autogenie.com.au and then you enter in the car, the make and model that you're looking for. And then within 24 hours, you will get the best deals from the dealers that are participating with autogenie.com.au. So if you're after a certain type of car, within a day, you are going to get some drive-away prices. So it's kind of a reverse auction. They're going to try to give you their best possible price and then allow the customer to decide. You've got 48 hours to choose the best deal, or you can let it lapse. There's no lock-in. You don't have to buy a car if you type in a search, but it is a way of you trying to leverage the power of the site. They've got a lot of dealers contending for customers. The site, or you can register for the site for free. But when you do then try to create a search, it's going to cost you $49, which isn't charged for 30 days. So you could be well on your way to buying your new car when that $49 charge comes through. There is also what they call a happiness guarantee, which means that if you're not satisfied, you can get your money back. So this is a site that can save you a lot of time. I think time is the biggest thing for people. We're very time poor nowadays, having to go to many different dealers, bargain, haggle, play them off against each other. Whatever you do to negotiate for a new car, this can take a lot of legwork out of it and at the same time save you a bit of money. They said, according to the site, they say on average, they can save you $2,450 on the price of a new car. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at. The savings could be even greater than that. That's the average saving. So that can't hurt having this kind of site on your side. The site was created by Dave Adler, who was the brainchild of another site called Smart Salary, which was a site that was that would outsource salary and novated car leases for a company. So they had some experience on the car side of things and decided to leverage that for the average customer. The result is autogenie.com.au. If you want to check out how it all works and check out the site as well, the site is autogenie.com.au, but I've also, of course, written a story about it at techguide.com.au. So check it out right there.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Now, we're living in an age where our kids often have better gadgets than the parents. That isn't the case in my household. I do this for a living, so naturally I'm going to have the latest and greatest before my children do. And, you know, a couple of them are working now, so they can afford to buy the latest phones on a plan and things like that. But that isn't always the case. In other families around Australia, if in fact 58% of Australian families, it's the younger generation, the children, who have the newest, latest and greatest products, according to Optus Research. Now, this was a study conducted among 1,256 parents of children aged between 12 and 30. And it showed that 58% of them had the children having the better devices, whether they be smartphones, tablets, laptops. The kids have got the better gadgets. And what this resulted in is a phenomenon called hand-me-ups. Now, we've all heard of hand-me-downs, and as the name suggests, they go down the line. Well, in this case, the hand-me-ups, they go up the line from the kids to the parents. Now, the parents are happy for their children to have the latest and greatest. They don't want them to miss out. And it's often the parents that are sacrificing having the better product so their children don't miss out. And there were even some parents said that one of the reasons they did that was so their children would be jealous of them having better products, which I think is pretty selfless there. That's a typical parent would want their children to have the best. But in this case, the kids are at least handing the gadgets up. That's an interesting study conducted by Optus. And, the kids are as tech savvy as ever. Parents can actually take a leaf out of their book if they do want to stay in touch with the latest tech products, the latest tech trends. You know, their kids are right there. They can be the best people to show them the way if they do want to catch up with them or even start off with them at the same time instead of inheriting their products. But a lot of them are happy doing that. So hand-me-ups, a brand new kind of phenomena that's happening in Australia. We're a very tech-savvy country, and it's no wonder that kids, it obviously starts with teenagers, they want to have smartphones, and they're always connected, so they're not going to be satisfied with a boring old mobile phone that can't connect them to the internet everywhere. So parents catching up through their kids, hand-me-ups. You can read more about that story at techguide.com.au. Okay, our next story is about ANZ Stadium, and this was the stadium that hosted the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games. It wasn't called ANZ Stadium back then. It was called Stadium Australia, and otherwise known as Australia's Stadium. So it was kind of the stadium for the country obviously for the Olympics to represent for the whole of Australia. Well, ANZ Stadium today is probably one of the most versatile sporting arenas in the world. And I say that because I'm there a whole lot. Anyone who follows me on Twitter or on Facebook, or they know that I'm actually a huge South Sydney Rabbitohs supporter. I was actually a former player back in the day, hence the reason why I'm so interested in the club today and hoping for a premiership sooner rather than later. So ANZ Stadium is quite familiar to me. I was very happy to hear, though, that ANZ Stadium just completed a $3 million audio system upgrade. So they've created this brand new state-of-the-art system that has got concert quality sound. We're talking speaker quality that you would hear at the huge musical acts like U2, Metallica, Bon Jovi. This is the sort of audio quality you can now hear at ANZ Stadium, which is not only the host of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they're also Canterbury Bulldogs home ground, the site of the Socceroos matches, they've got AFL, they've got a soccer match, A-League versus Man United coming up, British and Irish Lions tour, the State of Origin series, NRL final series and grand final. So plenty of huge events that happen at this ground, and it can be adapted. I mentioned AFL in there. You can actually, the ground can be adapted to going from a rectangular shape to a circular shape or an oval shape to cope with the AFL, so because the Sydney Swans play there a fair bit. So just demonstrates its versatility. But anyway, more about the audio system. It was actually created by a sound designer named Scott Wilsallon, who was the sound designer behind the London Olympics. And now he's now created a system that's made up of 200 266 full-range line array loudspeakers, 44 full-range loudspeakers, and 64 sub-bass loudspeakers, which combine to form some amazing quality, incredible clarity. So it works in with the acoustics of the stadium. There's even technology to shape the sound to suit the stadium, and also prevent sound from leaking outside the stands, from the bass sound escaping from the stadium as well. So if you're ever down at ANZ Stadium anytime soon, it would do worth your while to keep an ear out for those audio systems. It's so crucial to the whole match day experience, having good sound. The crowds, even at the ground, I think the South Sydney home games, there's an area where the hardcore South Sydney fans sit called the Burrow. They've even mic'd up that section so their songs and cheers can be heard all around the ground. So well worth checking that out. The venue has 83,500 seat capacity. And when it's full, it creates quite an atmosphere. But as I said, plenty of events coming up there, and it will be a great opportunity for ANZ Stadium to showcase its brilliant new audio system. You can read more about that story at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
And the Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by our good friends at Netgear. If you think about the data flowing through your connected home, there's photos and music, finances, videos, and more. Your data is both personal and precious, so make sure it's protected, organized, and accessible. The Netgear Ready NAS 100 series of home storage products deliver the protection you need, and it's easy and affordable. NAS is short for Network Attached Storage. You can store your data and media content in your own private cloud and access and share everything easily from any connected device in your home or remotely from anywhere in the world. It's a great way to share data, whether it's with your family, with colleagues, and you can access it from anywhere with a password. So if you're a smart home, you need a smart storage. Check out Netgear's ReadyNAS home storage solutions at netgear.com.au/home/ReadyNAS.
Tech Guide now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, we love a smartphone in the Tech Guide headquarters, and I have to say that the latest device that we've reviewed on the site is the biggest smartphone I've ever seen. It is the Huawei Ascend Mate, and it is big, very big. It's got a 6.1-inch screen, which is very large. When you consider the nearest that I can think of, the nearest smartphone to that handset is the Galaxy Note 2, which has a 5.5-inch screen. And if you check out my review on Tech Guide, you'll see a picture of the Huawei Ascend Mate beside the Galaxy Note 2, the Galaxy S4, and the iPhone, and it dwarfs the lot. Well worth checking that out. Apart from reading my review, of course, check out that photo. But the Huawei Ascend Mate is big. It is 6.1 inches a smartphone, and it is surprisingly affordable, though. I've got to say this up front. It's $429. You can buy this outright. Now, it's available exclusively from Harvey Norman stores. Now, let's have a look through at the Ascend Mate. Now, with a name like Mate, of course, it's going to be of appeal here in Australia. Now, design-wise, of course, you can't miss that 6.1-inch screen. It's got an LCD display. It's got a resolution of 1280 by 720. And it's got IPS, which is short for in-plane switching, so that at any angle, you can still get a good view of the screen. The device itself, it's 16.35 centimeters long, 8.35 centimeters wide, and weighs just a tick under 200 grams. It's 198 grams, to be precise. You can see pictures of me holding the device just to give it a bit of scale on my review. Now, it is a 3G phone, I should point out, not 4G, which may disappoint some people, but look, at the price, $429, I don't think you can go too far wrong. So not only do people – I think this product, though, should be viewed in two ways. You're either going to be attracted to the screen or repelled by the screen. It's either going to be something you want to view your websites, emails, apps on and be willing to carry this size device around. I carried it around for a little while when I was reviewing it, fit in my back pocket quite easily, fit in my front pocket, a bit awkward though, my front pocket. Back pocket seemed okay. So if you're after big screen, then this offers value. It offers decent speeds. We'll talk about that in a minute. But If 6.1 inches of screen is going to turn you off, then you better look elsewhere. So as I said, it's either going to attract you or make you look to another device. But I found it to be really easy to use. It's an Android powered device. I've got Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. It is has got a 1.5 gigahertz quad core processor, 1 gig of RAM, 8 megapixel camera on the rear, 1 megapixel camera on the front. There's also a flash with the rear camera, I should add. But it's running its own UI too. It's got what they call the Emotion user interface, which is kind of a stripped down version. It's not too bloated. You see a lot of UI user interface where it kind of is very a heavy layer on top of Android itself. The Emotion user interface is not quite so not so heavy. But there are things missing, like, for example, an apps drawer. So there is no screen where on the device where you can just click apps and it takes you to every app that you've got. You've got to go to individual folders. That's how the Ascend Mate arranges your apps on the device. And look, being such a big screen, you got to understand it can sometimes be very hard to operate with one hand and near impossible at times. But there is a one-handed feature where you can actually position the keypad or on the left or right of the screen, so you can easily access it with one hand. And it's also got Magic Touch, which for some reason they've included, which means that you can, even with the thickest glove on your hand, you can still operate the device. And with such a large screen, it's not hard to find the icons on such a big screen, even if you are wearing gloves. So maybe that's why they decided to include that. But all in all, performance was pretty good. There were times where the device sort of seemed to wait. It took a few seconds to open certain apps. It was a little sluggish at times, but not all the time. It wasn't a deal breaker. There were a couple of seconds where the app just wouldn't load, or it took a couple of seconds to switch from one screen to another or one app to another. But that is by no means a deal breaker, as I said. It's got also one of the biggest advantages of having such a large device is the fact that it's going to have a large battery. And that is the case with the Ascend Mate. It's got a 4,050 milliamp hours battery. So that lasted me, and I used it heavily for 2 days. It lasted me a day and a half. I use it more than 2 days. I use it for about a week. But on a single charge, it got me all through a day easily and to mid-morning the next day, and I still had a bit of juice left, but before I got down to, say, 15% when it told me to connect the charger. By comparison, it should be pointed out that the Galaxy S4 battery, which is a good battery, I should add, is only 2,600 milliamp hours. So that's 4,050 v 2,600. So you can tell you're going to get a lot of battery life out of this device. The Huawei Ascend Mate is good value. So as I said, you're either going to be loving that big screen or the big screen's going to say, nah, it's not for me. So I think it's going to be pretty polarizing, this type of device. It is a bit of a commitment to carry a device of this size, but think of the advantage of how easy it is to browse the web, to view your emails, to use your apps. It's very handy. I quite enjoyed looking at all my stuff on the big screen. So Ascend Mate, available now, $429 from Harvey Norman. It also comes with a $40 Boost recharge. You can check out my full review at techguide.com.au. Now, this next product is pretty exciting, I have to say. I saw this product back in January at the Consumer Electronics Show. It's from LG. It's called the Laser Display. Now, what it's made up of, it's made up of a screen, it's made up of a projector, and also a twin tuner / Blu-ray disc player. Now, what it is a screen, 100-inch screen, which is black and coated with a special lining that gives greater picture quality, absorbs more light, creates better contrast. But the biggest thing for me with this device is the projector. Now, I'm very familiar with projectors. I have a home theater here. I've got a projector on my ceiling. It's a lot of setup to achieve a big screen result. What I like about this laser display is that it has a projector, but with one major difference. It's what they call a short throw projector. It doesn't mean you can't throw it very far. It means it can create a 100-inch image from when the projector is positioned just 55 centimeters from the screen. Now, with a traditional projector, you'd need to position it on the ceiling or on a coffee table about 4 to 5 meters away from a screen to achieve that the same result. So right out of the box, you're getting kind of an instant solution here. And the beauty of having the projector so close to the screen, no one's going to walk in front of it if they get up. So there's no black shadows right in the middle of your show. Maybe your kids or a member of your family or a friend wants to go to the bathroom or get a cup of tea. They're not going to walk in front of the projector and black out the image while they do so. Big tick in that department for the laser inch display. Another advantage is having the tuner accompanying the device. Now, anyone who's ever bought a projector will tell you there is no tuner connected to the projector. There's no tuner built into the projector, nor are there speakers. With the LG laser display, not only is there are speakers built into the projector, it can also be integrated into an existing speaker system if you wish, but it can also maybe used with a soundbar. But there are speakers built into the projector. And the twin HD tuner, provides then you the ability to not only watch Blu-ray discs in full high definition, but also watch free-to-air TV, Freeview, and any other source you want to connect. There are HDMI inputs on the LG laser display. So if you want to connect maybe a gaming console or your Foxtel box, it's ready to go. Now, the LG laser display is priced at $8,999. Now, I think for what you're getting, it is pretty good value. When you consider if you wanted to set up a home theater with a projector the normal way, it's going to cost you big money. First of all, you need to buy the projector. Then you need to mount it on the ceiling or on a coffee table. You need to run power to the front or up into the ceiling. You need also a TV tuner. You also need speakers and you need a screen. If you want to project properly from a projector, you need to buy a screen, and a 100-inch screen is not cheap. So when you're considering all the things you're getting, people might think, whoa, $8,999, a lot of money. But when you're considering what you get in this package, it actually is very good value. And this is coming from someone who's spent big money on a home theater. I know the cost of home theaters over the years. I've upgraded projector, my speakers, the whole system, and it's not cheap. So if you're after a solution that can give you that big screen experience with a projector, then the LG laser display offers pretty good value. And if you also consider too, if you were to buy a 100-inch LCD or plasma or LED TV, you're paying tens of thousands of dollars to achieve the same result. Now, I've seen this in action, the laser display. The picture quality is remarkable. It is from a projector that is positioned just 55 centimeters from the screen. The picture quality is amazing. It is well worth checking out if you're looking to set up a home theater system, but without having to go to all the trouble and the expense, the LG laser display is maybe the product for you. It's going to be available from mid-July. It's going to, again, from Harvey Norman exclusively, and it's going to be priced at $8,999. I've written, of course, a review at techguide.com.au. I think you should check it out. All right, I want to state up front that I'm a non-drinker. I do not drink alcohol. Please contain your gasps of surprise. I do not drink. But that doesn't stop other people I know drinking, including my wife and other members of my family, like my parents. So it's very important for anyone else for drinking, for that matter, to know just how much alcohol you're consuming. That can be very hard to judge. And, you know, when it comes then to thinking, am I right to drive? You know, have I had too much? Then that can be a bit of a problem. Now, there's a new app that's been launched by Jacob's Creek, the company behind Jacob's Creek. Jacob's Creek actually is premium wine brands. It's called The Wine Line. And what the app is designed to do is to allow you to measure the number of standard drinks in a glass of wine. Now, this comes following a study done by premium wine brands, which it was quite alarming. Its study showed that 86% of Australians don't even know what constitutes a standard drink. 150ml serve of wine contains 1.5 units of alcohol. 32% didn't know how many units were in 150ml glass of wine, which is that's your average, your normal glass of wine. So Jacob's Creek decided that, look, we should create an app to help educate people and give them a way to measure just how much they're drinking. Now, how does it work, you ask? Well, what it does, it's an iPhone app for it to begin with, free app. It uses augmented reality. Now, it uses the iPhone's camera. So what you do, you've got your glass of wine in front of you. You aim the camera at the glass of wine. On the screen, you can then trace the amount of liquid inside the glass. Once you've done that, you click on the type of wine you're drinking. There are more than 70 different wines from the Pernod Ricard Australia portfolio, including brands like Brancott Estate, Wyndham Estate, G.H. Mumm as well. So you just choose the wine, and it does a calculation and then gives you the result on the screen of how many standard drinks are in that glass of wine. So a great way, if you enjoy drinking alcohol, and that's up to you, but I think it's for people who want to know just exactly how many standard drinks they've consumed. Look, this could save lives. It could save your license. It can save you fines. There are plenty of upsides to having an app like this. Knowing exactly how much alcohol you consumed is I think, very helpful. It is available, as I said, free for the iPhone, and it is available in the App Store right now. So if you love your wine, then I think it's well worth your time to check out the Wine Line from the App Store. And it's available only for iPhone at the moment, probably coming soon for Android. But as usual, I've done a story at techguide.com.au.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, our help desk is all about smartphones this week, but not just any smartphones. It's smartphones for certain people. Now, I had an interesting couple of emails. There was one email from a mother who wanted to buy their teenage daughter a smartphone, and I had another email from a reader who was wanting to buy a phone for his elderly father. So I thought, why don't we talk about both of those extremes? Teenage daughters, teenage sons for that matter, they're all going to be wanting a smartphone. In my family, my kids got their phones when they started high school. So when they were 12, they got their first mobile phone. And of course, they wanted a smartphone. So what my advice to any parents that are listening would be to discuss with your child not only the device that they would like. Of course, they're all going to want iPhones and expensive phones, but not every family, unfortunately, can afford this. So my advice is to maybe buy them a prepaid phone. So that way there is no contract with the device. You buy it outright, and I'm talking under $100, $149, $200 max. You can get a decent smartphone, even running Android. So it's a decent device. And with that, you can then get a prepaid SIM card, however you want to do it. So that way there's no bill shock. You know the cost up front. Now, another question from the parent asking for a phone for her teenage daughter was the ability to keep an eye on what she's doing on the phone, like a parental controls on the device. Now, that's I think a natural thing for a parent to want. I applaud that, because these devices can connect to the internet, and if there was a computer in the middle of your home, you're not going to just let your kids surf it to whatever they wanted to. You'd want to monitor what they're looking at, making sure they're not accessing inappropriate content, things like that. And there are several apps that can let you do it, including one from Trend Micro. There's even apps from Norton's, plenty of smartphone apps on the Android system that allows you to keep an eye on what your kids are doing, block certain things. There are apps that can prevent kids from sharing a phone number, for example. It can limit the time they use the phone, the sites they visit, keywords they're looking up. So there's things that can alert the parent to these things. If you're using an iPhone, there are parental controls built in to the iPhone. So if you're giving your child an iPhone, there are parental controls in the settings that can be set to so that they don't go to restricted sites, and certain keywords you can set, and you can prevent them from downloading apps and things like that. So plenty of ways to control how your kids use the phone, not run up bills and not accessing inappropriate content, so that you're satisfied that your child's got a phone, they can connect to their mates, connect to you if they need a lift or whatever, but they're not connecting to inappropriate content. Right. That is the teen side of things. Now, looking at the senior side of the picture, and this is where seniors are kind of wanting a device that's very easy to use. They don't want a complicated smartphone. Most of them don't anyway. There's a lot of people who are happy having a smartphone, and that's great news for them. But there are a lot of seniors who just want a simple device that can make calls, receive calls, maybe send the odd text that's got a loud ringtone so they can be easily heard. The email that I got was from a gentleman who was concerned that every time his father gripped the phone, he was touching the volume control. Now, the device that he had, I don't know, but it must have had a pretty gentle volume button for it to be affected just by holding the phone. So volume is an issue here. Now, I've reviewed a few senior phones at Tech Guide, including the Doro EasyPhone 615, Phone Easy 615. Telstra have also got a phone designed for seniors. With the Doro, you get the large keys, very loud ringtone. You can even tune it into Bluetooth if you got a hearing aid. You can hear it through your hearing aid if you want to hear your calls that way. But nice big buttons, nice big display as well. I think that's key here. There's not just one device I can recommend for seniors. There are several on the market. There's actually a site called seniorsphones.com.au where many of these models are sold and shown, including another device that's under $100. It is the GS5. 503. It's got the big buttons, easy to read screen. There's also another Motorola L7 that looks a bit like the old Razr, but it's a pretty simple device. Plenty of those. There's another one here called the Taco C100, with the big buttons, easy to hold, and easy to view the screen. So all those features, nice loud ringtone as well. So perfect for seniors to make those calls, receive the texts, you know, from the grandkids, from their children, and from their friends. So a great way for them to stay connected. They don't want all the bells and whistles. They're not after a smartphone. They want a simple solution that's easy to use. I think that's the key here. So there you have it, mobiles for both ends of the spectrum, for teenagers and for seniors. And you can check that site out that I mentioned, seniorphones.com.au. If you want to be part of the help desk, I got those questions from email. You can email us at info@techguide.com.au or send us in your question on our forum, which is a very popular part of Tech Guide. And that's our show for another week. We hope you enjoyed it. And, of course, you can read about everything you've heard on this episode on our website, techguide.com.au. Get in touch, as I said, info@techguide.com.au, and send in your help desk questions to the Tech Guide forum. We could be reading them out in our next podcast. Thanks, too, to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. Thanks for joining us. It's been great to have your company. We look forward to catching up with you next week. So, in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.